This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. That was coming and going at me. Is it Kyle tonight, or is it still Tom? Okay. Okay. Anyway, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
I wear one every day. This the Alien Gear Cloak 3.0 is superb. AlienGearHolsters.com. For the first time in U.S. history, a federal appeals court last Friday struck down a federal gun control law for violating the Second Amendment, meaning that next year the Supreme Court will hear a case that includes the opportunity to abolish citizens' right to bear arms by overruling the Heller precedent. Coming out of Michigan, Clifford Tyler is a law-abiding and peaceful citizen. In 1985, his wife of 23 years was having an adulterous affair. She ran off with the other man and took all of his money with her. His daughters found him so upset and depressed, banging his head on the floor, that they called the authorities, fearing that he might harm himself. He was taken before a Michigan judge who ruled that there was sufficient reason to be concerned about the distraught man to commit him to a facility for psychiatric evaluation. A couple of weeks later, they released him with a clean bill of health, saying that he was a perfectly normal person who had a really horrible day. And he continued to be a good citizen, a good employee, got remarried, has been a good father, and eventually even repaired his relationship with his unfaithful ex-wife. Now he's 74 years old. And he wanted to buy a handgun to keep at home for self-defense. But the government told him that federal law bars him from ever owning a gun, so he went to court to assert his Second Amendment rights. In 2008, the Supreme Court in the District of Columbia versus Heller, one of the most famous decisions ever written, held that the Second Amendment is an individual right and as such does not follow the federal government to bar or allow the federal government to bar law-abiding and peaceable American citizens from keeping a handgun in their home. It was a 5-4 decision and left other gun rights questions for further cases. Heller specified that it was not weighing in on certain issues, including laws that prohibit certain people from owning guns. Federal law in 18 U.S.C. 22G4 is one of those gun control laws providing that no one who's been committed to a mental institution can own firearms. In 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed an NRA-supported law advancing Second Amendment rights, including 18 U.S.C. 925C, which empowers the Justice Department to restore gun rights if the Attorney General finds a particular person to be safe and sane. But Congress stopped funding that program in 1992, canceling out that Reagan-era protection for America's then 90 million gun owners. So in 2007, Congress passed a new law empowering states to set up their own review process to restore gun rights. And most states have established such a program, but some states, including Michigan, where Tyler lives, have not. The Federal District Court in Michigan ruled against Tyler, but a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit reversed this decision. The Obama administration petitioned the Sixth Circuit to rehear the case in bank, meaning all the judges on the court, in this case 16 judges, would reconsider the case. That was granted. And on September 15th, by a 10-6 vote in Tyler versus Hillsdale County Sheriff's Department, the full Sixth Circuit Court struck down 18 U.S.C. 922 G4 as a violation of the Second Amendment and remanded the case back down to the district court for more hearings. The court noted that Heller said laws to keep mentally ill people from getting guns were allowed under the Second Amendment, but held that 922 G4 went too far by mandating that any person who has ever been involuntarily committed to a mental institution, even for a single day, can never own a gun for the rest of his or her life. Writing the lead opinion for six judges of the in-bank court, which is less than a majority but still the controlling opinion in this case, Judge Julia Gibbons explained that similar to several other appeals courts, the Sixth Circuit has recently adopted a two-step process for Second Amendment cases. The first step asks whether the challenge law burdens conduct that falls within the scope of the Second Amendment right, as historically understood. If it does, then the government bears the burden of justifying the constitutionality of the law under a heightened form of scrutiny. So, specifically, these judges decided that intermediate scrutiny, a term invented decades ago by the Supreme Court, should apply to this type of gun control law. As Judge Gibbons wrote, intermediate scrutiny requires the government's stated objective to be important and, two, a reasonable fit between the challenge regulation and the asserted objective. This standard is less stringent than strict scrutiny, which is another judge-made test. Lead opinion noted that the Justice Department in this case failed to cite historical material or other evidence supporting 922 G4. In the absence of such evidence, it would be odd to rely solely on Heller to rubber stamp the legislature's power to permanently exclude individuals from a fundamental right based solely on a past involuntary commitment, she continued. Some sort of showing must be made to support Congress's adoption of prior involuntary commitments as a basis for a categorical permanent limitation on the Second Amendment right to bear arms. And the judges thought this principle applied with special force in this case. Tyler's lawsuit and evidence suggest that Tyler is 30 years removed from a brief depressive episode and that he has no intervening mental health or substance abuse problems since that time. None of the government's evidence squarely answers the key question at the heart of this case. Is it necessary to forever bar all previously institutionalized persons from owning a gun? Then noting Congress's own restoration program in Section 922-25C and the 2007 law allowing for state restoration programs added, but the biggest problem for the government is Congress's most recent answer to this very question. No, it is not. So they concluded, since the Obama administration presented no evidence supporting the statute, there's no indication of the continued risk presented by people who were involuntarily committed many years ago and who have no history of intervening mental illness, criminal activity, or substance abuse. So they invalidated the entire federal law. As we see it, the government may justify 922 G4 in one of two ways, with additional evidence explaining the necessity of their lifetime ban, or with evidence showing that it is constitutional as applied to Tyler because he would be at risk to himself or others were he allowed to possess a gun. And they wrote another one. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring?
Saving you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
and welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
The Cloak Tuck 3.0 is superb and well worth your time to look at. And price point is astonishing. And once you've paid for it, you don't ever have to buy it again. They'll just keep replacing it as long as you have that holster. And, of course, Frog Lube, my lubricant of choice. I mean, I just keep a little, you know, this little Jerome Baum size bottle of it, for, at least of the solvent, because it's just so good. Froglube.com as well. The thing about the Sixth Circuit decision, okay? Yes, they did find in favor of Mr. Tyler. They did find that, and they've invalidated a federal gun law, which is, you know, everybody's going, all right, way to go. They did it for all the wrong reasons. When Scalia wrote the Heller decision, he wrote it under, they refer to his way of interpretation of the Constitution as an originalist. He interpreted the Constitution as best he could the way the founding fathers wrote it and meant for it to be interpreted. Some of these judges, I mean, they've got some perfectly reasonable things, like Jeffrey Sutton. He wrote in favor of Mr. Tyler for the same, with a separate opinion. He said, keep in mind that Tyler's not demanding a gun today. He's demanding only what Congress used to permit and what most states still permit, an opportunity to show that he is not a risk to himself or others. He also wrote, if there's one thing clear in American law today, is that the government may not deny an individual a benefit, least of all a constitutional right, based on a sky-high generalization and a skin-deep assumption stemming from a long-ago diagnosis of a long-ago institutionalization. Mr. Tyler has presented plenty of evidence that he's just fine. Then there's Judge Karen Moore, who was appointed by Bill Clinton, which means she's been on the judge's panel for nearly 30 years. So I can only imagine. She's probably like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg now. She argued that Tyler should never be allowed to own a gun, and that Congress has all the power it needs to ban gun ownership by many other types of Americans as well. She also argued for the dissenting judges that Heller should be interpreted as saying that the Second Amendment does not do nothing to block federal gun control power here, a reading that is utterly incompatible with what Scalia wrote. The only judge who followed Scalia's originalist approach in Heller was Judge Alice Batchelder. She faulted both the lead opinion and the dissenting opinion for failing to give adequate attention to the Second Amendment's original public meaning in defining the contours of the mental health exception, and it is that meaning, informed as it is by the history and tradition surrounding the right, that counts. She continued that the other opinion's debate over strict and intermediate scrutiny gives little more than a nod to the originalist inquiry. This shortchanging of the approach in Heller thereby radically marginalizes the role played by the text, the history, and tradition of the Second Amendment, and it replaces them with a thoroughly modern and judge-empowering regime of heightened scrutiny review. So, what this means is this is going to get thrown eventually to the Supreme Court. And in that moment, Heller becomes a toss-up when that happens. So, this has a meaning. There's a reason I have gone into such depth with this. And that meaning is that this next election matters a great deal. Now, I think about, I talked earlier about how there's somebody out right now all in a tizzy because there's guns, toy guns that come in a Lego pack. And I thought about that the other night. And I'm ready for there to be a revolution. I'm ready for there to be a reset here in this country. I am. These people are like ticks. These liberals are like ticks dug into the back of this country. They're doing nothing about the problems. They act like the country's not under duress, Republican and Democrat alike. I'm ready for there to be some big change here in these United States. But still, the election matters to me. Because there would be, and you know, there's, I have no illusions. My survivability in one of those things, even with the course of action I've taken recently, is way up in the air, you know, just like anybody else's would be. It's not for lack of preparation, it's just that I'm no longer that optimal combatant that I used to be. So, I look at all of this, and as flawed, and Heller is flawed, it is so deeply flawed. When they had that, but when they had that big giant thing open, they could have gone into a great many details that they did not. They left so many doors and wrote so few things and were so vague in certain parts of the language of the decision that it has, you know, it's while it is considered still a landmark decision, that's just in today's modern times. The founding fathers would have looked at Heller and they would be flipping in their graves. But this will get thrown back. So as important as this decision is, that's not the most newsworthy aspect of the case, because now a federal appeals court has struck down an act of Congress on constitutional grounds. And that means the Obama administration solicitor general will now petition the U.S. Supreme Court to grant certiorari to review this case. Under these rare circumstances, it is virtually 100% certain that the justices will grant review and hear the case. So that means the Second Amendment is before the Supreme Court in 2017. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
The whole free shell trades for life, that is the only thing that might possibly break on these holsters. And that's why it's, I mean, once you've bought one, you never have to pay again. It is a great program. And they don't have to send too many of those out. They have very few of those things that break. Outstanding value. Check them out, AlienGearHolsters.com. And, of course, Frog Lube, my lubricant of choice for the last 4 years. It will continue on. When law enforcement is becoming politicized, then we got a problem. And the FBI the other day, clearly, they omitted a very clear ISIS link in the criminal complaint against suspected NYC bomber Ahmad Rahami. They only note that he makes references to terrorists Osama bin Laden, Fort Hood shooter Nid al-Hassan, and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula leader Anwar al-Awlaki. All three terrorists are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. A law enforcement official confirmed a picture of Brother Adnani was authentic to the New York Times. He rose to as chief spokesman of ISIS, frequently encouraging lone wolf attacks in the U.S., particularly on non-believers. In his last public speech, he advised would-be terrorists in the West that attacks on civilians were dearer and better for us than battlefield victories for ISIS. Rahami's suspected domestic attack almost exactly mimics Adnani's statement. The FBI criminal complaint against Rahami notes he wrote about attacking non-believers in their backyard. They have a history of omitting ISIS references in the publicly released information on terrorist attacks. In the aftermath of the Orlando shooting by ISIS-inspired shooter Omar Mateen, the FBI omitted Mateen's declaration of allegiance to ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. After the omission became public, the FBI released an unredacted transcript revealing his clear inspiration by ISIS. Rahami's reference to Adnani does not necessarily mean the attack was ISIS-inspired or directed, but it's an important detail for analysts, and because this kind of stuff has to be broken down and looked at hard. Rahami became radicalized, and it'd be nice to know how. And right now, the FBI field office in New York and the U.S. Southern District of New York Court are keeping mum on this omission. Okay. That's fine. There's a couple of people that I absolutely can't stand that are hangers-on as part of either the Clinton or Obama inner circles. In the Obama inner circle, it would be Isaac Emanuel, who's the guy who is the supposed quote-unquote writer of Obamacare, who goes around grinning his little Cheshire Cat grin all the time and showing complete arrogance for the fact that his little pet program, along, you know, he feels the same way as that Professor Gruber does about America, that we're just all idiots and it's good that we were idiots and, you know. On the Clinton side, it's Sidney Blumenthal. Now, I would expect the mainstream media to drop the anti-Trump foray into stigmatizing him as a racist for noting the anomalies in the then-public documentation of Barack Obama, pinning leadership of the birther movement on Trump sounded good at first, but it was a trap, or it turns out to be a trap, because hacked emails reveal consideration of exploiting Obama's otherness and concluded that no fingerprints should be visible, and because close associates of Hillary peddled the story to the media back in the 2008 nomination fight. See, Hillary was the first opponent to get out there and accuse Obama of not being an American citizen. And among Hillary's male associates, nobody's closer than Sidney Blumenthal, who went on the Clinton Foundation payroll at $10,000 a month as a consultant on Libya. And now the birther trap is closing in on Blumenthal as his evasions and lies are demolished. Mark Hemingway has done a lot of research and a masterful debunking in his Weekly Standard piece, "Someone Isn't Telling the Truth About Sidney Blumenthal and the Clinton Campaign." He writes, over the last few days, the campaign's been on the defensive. The reason is James Asher, the former Washington bureau chief of McClatchy, has publicly claimed that Clinton aide and confidant was spreading the rumor that Barack Obama was born in Kenya and therefore not eligible to be president. Blumenthal actually admits he was pressuring McClatchy to investigate rumors related to Obama's family in Kenya, but claims he never went so far as to push the dreaded birther rumor. A second McClatchy reporter in Kenya, however, confirms he was asked to look into the birther issue, and everyone concedes Asher and Blumenthal were in contact. Ultimately, there's no paper trail that establishes Blumenthal was pushing the birther rumor explicitly. It's Asher's word against Blumenthal's, except that Blumenthal's word is worthless, and there are absolutely no comparable reasons to doubt Asher. Blumenthal is an entirely discreditable political operative. In 2008, other Democrats reported that Blumenthal was spreading rumors of similar dubiousness as the birther accusations regularly. "They aren't being emailed out from some fringe right-wing group that somehow managed to get my email address," wrote Occidental professor Peter Dreyer in 2008. Instead, it is Sidney Blumenthal who, on a regular basis, methodically dispatches these email mudballs to an influential list of opinion shapers, including journalists, former Clinton administration officials, academics, policy and entrepreneurs, and think tankers. And that's just for starters. He moves on to the evasion. Blumenthal and the cooperative media have generated the claim that Blumenthal had no official role in the campaign. He tears that one up. So I expect the Clinton campaign and the mainstream media will now drop the entire birther offensive against Trump, though it would not surprise me if black-oriented media kept the meme in circulation with no attention to the trap. Scott Johnson at Powerline recalls and documents a dramatic and at the time the influential lie that Blumenthal told during the Lewinsky investigation in 1998. After receiving a subpoena to testify before the grand jury, stepped out of the court and lied about his testimony and the behavior of the prosecutors. This was part of the successful campaign to demonize those who were investigating Clinton's lies under oath about his sexual adventures in the Oval Office. If you don't remember the details, or you just want to be appalled by Sidney Blumenthal's ethics, Scott over at the Weekly Standard will reward you quite greatly. You'll really enjoy it. I always say that these liberals, they project. They're always projecting on us and everything else. And wow, some evidence. Back to GCN for the last time this evening. This goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Over 500 models of pistol they have holsters for. Once you have bought it, you are in. I mean, that's your ticket to ride at that point. Alien Gear Holsters. And Frog Lube. I have been using Frog Lube for 4 years. I'm not going to get there. I used it for 4 years. I got no complaints. I'm not Josie Wales. It's superb. It takes your weapons and it adds to their combat readiness. And that's why I use it. If Pantsuit Clinton should enter the Oval Office as president, think about what's going to happen to the Supreme Court and America in relation for the next generations to come. Right now, the balance of the court is evenly divided between those whose thoughts lean closer to those of the late Scalia and those on the opposite end of the spectrum who would use the courts to impose the agenda of the progressive left. The very nature of our government and our society will be fundamentally and fatally, deeply impacted should Clinton become the next president. She will select leftist justices to replace existing justices as they leave the bench. For the first time in history, essential elements of the Bill of Rights will be directly threatened from within because we voted for it. Freedom of speech would be targeted. Clinton is on record as supporting legislation that would ban criticism of Islam under the guise of protecting religious freedom. Second Amendment would be gutted, likely reinterpreted, protecting only the right to bear arms solely within the context of belonging to a well-regulated militia, which is a position long favored by the progressive left. A tectonic shift has occurred in the balance of power in the Middle East. These changes are not in our favor and have resulted from a disastrous policy set of Barack Obama, who has deliberately engineered a forced United States retreat from that vitally strategic region of the world. Kenneth Timmerman, writing at Front Page Mag, points out that Turkey and Iran are simultaneously moving towards Russia while Russia is expanding its global military and strategic reach, all to the detriment of the United States and our allies. Russia should not be a threat to us. We faced, in the 80s, we faced the Soviet Union, which was a gigantic entity. Russia is a country. You know, it's like saying Finland is expanding their reach. Sweden or, you know, France. And that's what it's like. That it's the same thing. Russia should not be that big of a threat to us. But, you know, when you're getting out there and making the military contract, it just happens, you know. Obama has created a vacuum where none existed, and nature hates a vacuum. America's military and political absence is predictably being filled by autocratic and dictatorial powers. And, of course, they harbor ill will and deep hostility towards traditional American values. Mr. Timmerman adds that this will have a major impact across the region, potentially leaving U.S. ally Israel isolated to face a massive hostile allegiance or alliance armed with nuclear weapons, which means that if one of these nuts screams Allahu Akbar and hits a button and launches, then Israel's going to unleash their entire arsenal and just go in every direction. And we will see, I mean, literally the Middle East will be turned into one big black ashtray, one big black glass ashtray. When a nuclear weapon goes off over sand, you create glass from that heat. Never in the whole of our history has one administration presided over such a rapid and shocking decline in American power and influence on the world stage. And our president remains deaf to the latest ISIS video calling for new attacks by jihadists using such easily obtained weapons as, you know, vehicles and power drills and baseball bats and hypodermic needles and pressure cookers. A Muslim truck driver, Mohammed Lahuij Bolel, used his 18-ton truck as a weapon in Nice to kill 86 innocent civilians. In this, he followed the grisly example of Palestinian Arab terrorists who've been committing vehicular murder against Israeli citizens. Typically, what they do is they'll drive up on a group and ram right into them, get out and start stabbing until somebody comes and pops them. They're waiting to die when they do this. But, you know, it's all about the martyrdom. The tragedy of our time is that the scourge of political correctness and globalism is stifling all reasonable criticism of onerous government and elitist policies. Guy Millieri, an independent French journalist who has just written an article about the rise in France of Islam and of the terror that now stalks the land, his article titled First the Saturday People, Then the Sunday People, reflects an Islamic phrase in which Muslims first attack Jews, then when the Jews are gone, they attack Christians. And that's what we're seeing in the Middle East and beyond. And these threats are growing in urgency right on our very doorstep. Bill Gertz of the Washington Free Beacon writes, the Southern Command has warned that Sunni Muslim extremists are now infiltrating the U.S. across the southern border with ease and with the help of alien smugglers in South America. Yet Americans who suggest that we take serious steps to secure our borders are labeled as deplorable xenophobes by pantsuit. So Timmerman, Millieri, and Gertz have all added vital reasons why we must do all we can to prevent the election of Clinton, which will be the third term of Obama. Despite the weakest economic figures since the late 1940s and the lowest labor participation rate since the late 70s, his approval rating is still at 50%. Thanks to a complicit mainstream media shilling for the president, and for the same reason, Hillary, perhaps a stand-in due to her health issues, could defeat Trump 8 weeks from now. Our wave of frustration and the recent surge of Trump in the polls may be thwarted on Election Day due to possible massive voter fraud employed by the DNC. Welcome to the United States of Venezuela. The only part of the Obama legacy that even 8 years of Trump could not fully redress would be the enormous national debt that he has run up, the absolutely trashed race relations over which he has presided, and the Supreme Court's ruling on the definition of marriage. we have been damaged. If we were a naval vessel, we would be listing to one side and circling, unable to really maneuver anymore. We have a politicized DOJ. We have a politicized law enforcement apparatus. Everything is politicized. Everything is based upon the liberal bent. And, you know, the rest of us are looked as deplorables. Given Obama's behavior up to now in office, it's hard to imagine that he would simply accept the fact of Trump taking office, as that is indeed the outcome of the election. He could try to manufacture some sort of crisis during his final 2 months of office. If that happened, the U.S. military would then have to step up to the plate and defend the Constitution. That may sound far-fetched, but then there's an awful lot Obama has done that before the fact would have also sounded far-fetched. So the fundamental transformation, we can now see those full dimensions. We'll be back in 21 hours. It's always been about total control, people. Always. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.